to start the episode. Please. It usually isn't this unprofessional. I'm sure, I assure you, my place is usually a bit tidier than this. Here we go. This is our third show. 3 weeks in. Things are still looking as rough around the edges and unsure and just not very good. As I like to keep a consistent and consistent not very good show. And today I've come up with a really bad title of Beats with a Cough because the beats are sick, so they have a bit of a cough. It's such a bad title that, in fact, I'll be asking, opening up the phone lines actually this week and taking suggestions for that, answering your love life questions, and who knows, I will let the radio and the music and the tunes take me wherever they see fit. And to start off our selections of just some great sick beats, we've got a personal favorite song from the English band Radiohead. The first track off of their 2007 album In Rainbows, 15 Step.
Thank you.
again, there we started out with a great track from Radiohead, 15 a Step. It's for those of you counting along at home, that song is in 5 over 4. I hope some of you are clapping along to those great beats from our man Tom York and all his buddies at Radiohead. For some of you, for the uninitiated in Radiohead, namely some of my good friends who didn't know who Tom York was, just in out of conversation, which was hugely, hugely disappointing. This album In Rainbows came out in 2007 with an intuitive and certainly a very unique pay-what-you-want method where you could pay anything you want for the album online. You could pay 0 cents, you could pay $20, you could pay whatever your good heart desired. And made a lot of headlines back in the day. It's one of my favorite albums as well. And next up, we've got a track from Thundercat, who is famously, well, somewhat famously, Flying Lotus's bassist. It's one of his most listened to track on Spotify. It's a little song called Them Changes. And there we had Thundercat with his track Them Changes off the album The Beyond, / it's just a regular slash, I don't know why I said that, Where the Giants Roam. Roam, R-O-A-M, yeah, I think. It's off a 2015 album, fairly highly listened to track. People seem to like Thundercat. I personally am a big fan. And... oh, I just realized I didn't introduce myself as DJ Roomba, your ship's captain as I lead you on a musical journey this Friday morning. Oh, man. I can't believe I just said that. All right. Next up, our third track of the night on our third radio show. We've got the track Somehow from the Brooklyn group Phony People. That's spelled phony, you know, just regular P-H-O-N-Y. And then People is spelled P-P-L. I don't know. It's not my band. Wish it was. Very talented. Thanks, JD. It's off their 2015 album, Yesterday's Tomorrow. And although it doesn't really start out with a hot beat, I want you to come along with me on this journey as Phony People finds the beat in the track Somehow.
Living by myself, paranoid as hell, there's nothing I can do. Yesterday's tomorrow, my dreams are never true. But somehow I'll keep on loving you. Emotions are attached, 'cause something happened that no one can help. I broke out of my shell just to find that I don't belong. I broke out of my shell just to find that I'm living by myself. Ooh, paranoid as hell, there's nothing I can do. But somehow I keep on loving you.
And there we had the hot track Somehow from the group Phony People. A great song. I really hope you enjoyed it. It's one of my personal favorites, and I would be personally offended if you didn't like it. And next up, quite miraculously, I will be playing Kanye West featuring Selena Johnson with the track All Falls Down, which features some great polyrhythms, as well as, in this version, no swear words, which allows me to play it on the radio, which I'm very excited about. So, with right now, we'll be having All Falls Down from Kanye West.
Oh, when it all, yeah, all falls down.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
Chi-Town stand up.
Oh, when it all,
Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out. Her parents are look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, been so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. See, we live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even if you in a bench, you still come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and park, wishing the pains. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. West side, we gon' set this party off right. Chi-Town, we gon' show them how we get down. Now Selena, you just like a safe belt, you saved my life. Come on.
And there we had All Falls Down, which I'm miraculously allowed to play on the radio, thanks to a clean version I found. Kanye West has been in the news recently, as he always is, due to his controversial statements. Now, Biography.com describes him as, a Grammy-winning rapper and sought-after producer who is well known for his outrageous statements as he is for his broad musical palette. And my mother likes to describe him as, or not describe him as, but likes to talk about as saying, Neil, I hope you're not listening to that Kanye West fellow. He's a bad influence. I hope I'm understood and that I do like his music for the underlying meanings as well as the nice polyrhythms and the sick beats, the theme. We're bringing it all together here. Just a couple days ago, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, upon learning that Kanye stopped his show at the Meadows in City Field in Queens, she learned that he had stopped the show because he had learned about, that's a very complicated sentence. Kanye had learned that Kim Kardashian, his wife, had been robbed in Paris, and upon learning that he stopped the show for her, Hillary Clinton said, bless his heart. And I think I agree with that statement. I would also like to bless Kanye West's heart, even though it's so misguided and perhaps a little egotistical. But that's okay. Speaking of nothing, I don't know. Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. A good one. I like that. Alright. Next up, another song I'm miraculously allowed to play. N.W.A., which I'm not allowed to, definitely not allowed to say what that means on the radio. A track off their famous, so famous album, their 1988 album, Straight Outta Compton, little track that's clean, called Express Yourself.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate. Take to this one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Express yourself.
Subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes but fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show they go looking for the dope man, or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
express yourself.
Expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson.
and all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic getting physical, doing the job. The WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, y'all are slamming. Cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Your armor be too hyped and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like. It's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health. But I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
There we had NWA with their track Express Yourself. For those of you wondering, I know some of you have those burning questions as to, hey, why does Neil make such a big deal about swearing on the radio? Well, here's the deal. If there's swearing on this radio station and it's reported, that's a $10,000 fine to yours truly. And so I'm certainly trying to avoid that kind of not excessive payment. We do need to keep the airwaves clean. I like to keep them clean with some fresh beats. But, I just like to avoid the swearing in order to avoid the $10,000 fines. It's really a great relationship. Anyway, next up, we've got another Brooklyn band. For those of you counting at home, that's our third Brooklyn band of the show. Last week we had Hospitality, a band formerly based in Brooklyn. Earlier in the show, we had Phony People, a band currently based in Brooklyn, and for our third Brooklyn group of the alternate universe series, we've got a track for those my fans of alliteration. We've got a track called Cha-Ching from the band duo band Chairlift, with off the song. It's Cha-Ching is the name of the song by the artist Chairlift, off the album Moth, which came out earlier this year, and we'll be going to that now, I guess.
So from the threes. If nobody sees it, then nobody knows. I beg for forgiveness, not permission. The music ain't playing until you listen. Yeah, and what you want can be dangerous. But that's the only way I want it to be. A double die to keep a secret. And pass it back under the table to me.
And there, Cha-Ching, from Chairlift, off the 2016 album, off. All things I've said before. Oh man, things are going smoothly this week. Great. Anyway, next up in our nice beats of this lovely early Friday morning, we've got a track from Beck, the musician born Beck David Campbell, currently going with that one name. I forget the word. Like when somebody goes by one name, I'm probably frustrating a lot of people right now, if I have a lot of listeners. Or you go by one name, it begins with mono. Mono, nom. Alright, I'll look that up while the song is playing, but while I frustrate you and frustrate myself, I'll be playing the track, Beck's track, Que Onda Güero, or Güero, I don't really know how to pronounce it. I should after a few years of Spanish, but it's the track Que Onda Güero from Beck's album Güero, which came out in 2005. And that's what's going on right now.
Vegetable man in the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band. In the middle of the street, people gather around. Put the dollar in the can. I wait, K on the TJ cowboys hang around. Jack sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up. Mas cerveza to the rooster crows. Vatos vergallos. Chevas on cheap guitars, abuelitas with plastic bags, walking to the church with the Spanish candles. Billy Baracho says, que putas, andale joto, your popsicle's melting. Run, little, run, do, run, 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 in the midnight sun. Replays, Guatemalan soccer ball, it's the replays. Mango ladies, vendedoras at a bus stop, sing a band of macho chorus.
What?
Push-ups.
It's a puppet that tangs with a mullet and a popsicle. Hey, güero. Yeah, bro. Let's go to Cap and Cork. They have the.
Alrighty, there we had Beck with his track "Que Onda Güero" or "Güero." I still haven't figured it out. I probably should have done that during the break. But during the break, I did figure out what that thing is called when you only go by one name. It's called being mononymous. That's MONONYMOUS. That's the mononymous version. Right. Right. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that track. It's a favorite of mine, as are all of these songs. I only like to share the best of the best with you, because I value you listeners so much. Speaking of valuing listeners, now, as many of my most dedicated followers know, and listeners know, I use Spotify to share my tracks with you. And one of the nice things I like about Spotify, this isn't an ad, by the way. No, like, this actually isn't an ad. Sorry. All right. One of the things about whatever app I use is that there's a social aspect to it, and that you can see on the right side of your screen who is listening to music and what music they're listening to. And in fact, right now I've got two fairly close friends listening in. Well, not listening in. That's the problem, actually. They're listening to other music. While their good friend DJ Roomba is sharing his heart and soul with them. It really hurts my feelings. Anyway, I think I'm gonna open up the lines to callers right now, and maybe after that we'll give one of my two friends who's not listening to me right now a call, and we'll see how they like it when they're disrespected. Okay, here we go. Hope everybody has a pen and paper, because I don't have a pen. I'll share the radio station. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Alternate Universe featuring DJ Roomba. Our website is WJRH.org, and our phone number, everybody get ready, it's 1-610-330-5316. Again, that's 1-610-330-5316. I'll say it one more time just because there's a 12-second delay. Hopefully I'll get a call, even though I don't really know what to do when I get a call. That's 1-610-330-5316. And we'll be waiting for a call. Maybe. We'll go on an adventure to the other side of the studio and take a look at the phone. Oh, that was a problem. That's not good. Okay, there we go. Phone is fixed-ish. All right. Okay, let's take a look. Got the phone ready. Nope. Again, I keep knocking the thing off of the thing. Okay. If anybody's interested in calling, now would be a good time. That's 1-610-330-5316. Please. I'll give it another few seconds. I'll do a PSA while we're waiting. Very fun. Okay. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Oh, man. Do I want to take this? Yeah, I'll answer it. This should be good. Okay. Hello. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jake.
I'm putting the... Wait, I can't...
Is this Neil?
It is.
All right, this is Jake Hoffer.
Oh, Jake. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Sure. I'm not sure what I'm calling about. I just heard you say your number.
Yeah, go for it. Just chime in. Have you been listening to the broadcast, or have you not been listening to the broadcast? What's going on with you?
Yeah, Luke's actually listening to it next to me, so...
Very nice.
Looks, I thought I'd chime in.
Very good. Glad to hear from you. What are you, let's see, do we have anything to talk about? I'm not so sure we do. Okay, actually, I do have a plan. Now, Jake, I'm going to ask for you some guidance from you, all right? Now, I've got two friends who aren't listening to the broadcast right now, even though they very well should be. We've got Hank and we've got Chris. Who do we want to call at 12:48 in the morning, but they're awake? They're awake listening to other music. Do we want to call Hank at Fordham or Chris at Clemson?
I'm thinking Chris.
Chris? We're going to give Chris a call?
Sure.
All right. Great decision, Jake. Great to talk to you, and hope you call into the show later or at another time. Thank you very much.
Sure. Nice to talk to you, too.
Great to speak to you.
Sure.
Bye-bye now.
Night.
Great. That went really nicely. And as per Jake's instructions, I really do hope you heard them. We'll be calling my friend Chris Delmond right now, who very rudely isn't listening to my radio broadcast, but that's okay. We'll have some fun with it. We will. What are we going to do? We're certainly going to be giving him a call. If you just give me a second to go through my telephone, cellular device, and find Chris Delmond's phone number. I won't be sharing it with you because I'm a fan of Chris. But we're having fun. It's 12:50 on a Friday. The regular crowd is shuffling in. I'm sorry, that wasn't good. All right, Chris Delmond. I'm sharing his full name on the radio. That's not good. All right. Let's see this. Okay, here we go. Ooh, this is exciting. This is very exciting. Well, not really, but we'll see.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5166591565.
We'll be leaving a voicemail.
Is not available.
I'm sure.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Chris. This is Neil calling from the Lafayette College radio station. Personally feeling a little offended that you're not listening to the show right now. And hope you tune in at another time, because I thought you were a friend and a fan. I hope this is really great entertainment, isn't it? All right. Hope to see you around, bud. Bye. All right. Enough of this silly business. I think we'll get back to the music now. All right, next up, I think we've got a track by Gorillaz, who I've been playing a lot of recently. Maybe I'll skip over that? Yeah, I'll skip over it. We're going to go to a track from the artist D'Angelo, the track Betray My Heart from his 2014 album Black Messiah. Hope you enjoy the track.
Yeah, no.
We were ending that early. It's a good song by D'Angelo, off his 2014 album, Black Messiah. Not fun fact, I guess. D'Angelo took a 14-year sabbatical after his 2000 album. I forget what it's, I think it's called Brown Sugar. He took a 14-year sabbatical because he felt as though he was being treated as a sex symbol after one particularly steamy music video showed him nearly naked, and that wasn't good for his mental health. But that now he's back making great music, and now I can share that music with you. Now, I've got a good friend, Hank, the other person who's not listening to my radio show. I've just texted him, and he's responded. I said, I'm going to call you. I texted him, I'm going to call you, just don't swear. And he said, question mark, question mark. Now, I think he's gotten the message, and even if he hasn't, I'll be hanging up and dumping, or what, I getting rid of the swearing as quickly and cleanly as possible, and we'll be giving him a call now. Should be a lot of fun, and hopefully I'll give out less of his personal information. So we're going to be calling Hank now. No, I messed that up. I put in the wrong number. Great. Do we have that working? Good. Very good. Oh no, Chris just texted me. That's not good. Please don't do anything with his numero. Oh dear, that's not good. I hope he doesn't listen to this. Hey, hello? Hank. Hello. Welcome to the alternate universe.
Am I live right now?
You are. Well, you're 12 seconds behind, so the people will be hearing this in just a couple seconds now.
Right.
So
I got your text and I got out of my room. I was about to fall asleep, but
yeah,
I had
very
to do
good.
This.
Yeah. What are you doing sleeping? It's 1 a.m. Anyway. Let me see. What are your thoughts on Hillary Clinton saying that she blesses the heart of Kanye West? Any thoughts on that in particular?
No, I have no thoughts on that. I did not even hear that.
Oh, you didn't hear me talking about it?
No.
But you can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you talking about it.
Oh, okay, very good. Tell me about Fordham quickly, I guess.
Yeah,
great. Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear
you're
that.
You're going to be here Saturday, right?
I'm going to be, yes. No, well.
That's great.
Listeners, I won't be anywhere on Saturday. In fact, I'll be underground, not doing anything in a bunker. Yes, but.
That's your cover?
Yeah, that is my cover. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I do have a, I don't need a cover, actually.
Listeners should listen to Bon Iver's.
Yeah, thank you, Bon Iver.
Yeah.
That's
my pitch.
Hank,
it's great.
Yeah, Hank enjoyed it so much that he chose to listen to it over my radio show. It's cool. Anyway, thanks for accepting the call, Hank. Hope to speak to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling me.
No problem. See you on Saturday. Bye now.
Yeah.
In the bunker.
Bye.
See ya. Wasn't that nice? That was good. That went swimmingly. All right, 101. Okay. Chris is sending me apologetic texts now, even though I'm the one who probably should be apologizing. Whew, okay. All right. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. With a little track from Wolfpack, one of Luke's favorite bands. Luke, I approve the message of Luke. Luke's a good kid. Anyway, we'll be playing a track off Wolfpack's 2015 album Throne of the Arts with their track Back Pocket.
Put it in my-
Wow, what a great little track. I hope you guys agree. Those woodwind instruments at the end really do cap off the track, but not the night. The night goes on with Neil Mac and no Neil Mac, DJ Roomba. That's my name. Is it one? Yeah. Just want to let everybody know that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You are listening to the Alternate Universe, featuring your DJ, DJ Roomba. You can visit us at our website of WJRH.org, or you can give me a call in the next few minutes at 610-330-5316. That's 610-330-5316. I'll wait for another call. Right now I'm looking to rename the episode, because right now it's called Beats with a Cough, because the beats were sick. But I'm looking for a better name. So if you have any inspiration for that, for a name for the radio show, please give me a call. I'd love to speak to you. Really, really, I'd love it. It would make my morning, because it's the morning now. I'm waiting now. Yeah, PSA time, right. Oh yes, the government. Here we go. Right, we didn't do this one. Very good. Oh, I'm getting a call from a Connecticut cell phone. Who could this be? Very exciting. All right, turn up the phone. Answer. Hello, who's calling in?
Hey Neil, it's JD.
Hey JD, what's up? How are things?
Oh, they're fantastic. I'm just sitting in my room and enjoying the sweet melodic tones of DJ Roomba.
I'm so glad to hear it. I'm so glad I have some great fans. Do you have any thoughts on my... Well, first you can criticize my current name of the episode Beats with a Cough, and if you'd like to offer any suggestions, I'd be more than welcome to hear them.
I think I could use some workshopping, although I enjoy the homage to one of my favorite Beyonce lyrics. I sneezed on the beat and the beat got sicker.
Yes. Queen, all praise Queen Bee.
Of course. I would like to congratulate you on playing one of my favorite bands of that previous song. That's also one of my favorite songs by that band.
Yeah, Wolfpack, they're great. I do agree with your sentiment that My First Car is also a great song.
Well, it's my second favorite album.
Oh, wow. Like of all time?
Yeah. No.
From Wolfpack.
My first favorite is their newest, Through of the Arts.
Mm, really very good album. Yeah. JD, may I ask, what was your first car?
My first car was a 2004 Honda Civic.
That's still your car, isn't it?
That is still my car.
Honda Civics, they're great.
They're extremely reasonable.
Oh, the reasonablest.
Almost too reasonable.
Oh, JD, you make me laugh. Anyway, so any thoughts on the episode name?
Oh, I mean, you haven't given me much time to
prepare an
alternate name, but...
An alternate name, an alternate universe. That's how we do it around here. Yeah.
I think you could give something a little smoother, more like a melodic pneumonia or something like that.
Huh. I think that's good. I think I agree. I think that'll be the name for now. I think I can change it later, but right now we'll change it to melodic pneumonia.
Another good one would be rhythmic rheumatism.
Rhythmic rheumatism.
Yeah.
I think I like that. That's a very good one.
Yeah, take your pick.
Excellent. I think I have changed it to rhythmic pneumonia. Very glad to have you call in, JD. Thanks so much. Speak to you soon.
Neil, thanks for having me.
No problem. Bye-bye now. Excellent. That's nice. What time is it? It is 1:09. My show's been going on for an hour and 1 minute. But as you know, nobody wants to do a radio show from 1 to 2. Except for this guy. So, I think I do have one song left. I've been putting off playing A Tribe Called Quest for 3 weeks now, and it just seems the moment's right to end off this, our great time together with a little track from A Tribe Called Quest, a Queens band, to differentiate from all those that differentiate calculus. That's right, shout out to Noah. A Queens band from, I believe, St. Albans, Jamaica, that general area. And we'll be playing A Tribe Called Quest's track Electric Relaxation off their 1993 album Midnight Marauders.
Something to say.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fight Boy from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on a New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, be set.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, be set.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your known piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the avenue, you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Wu-Tang until it's
boy, you could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the abstract is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
And there we had A Tribe Called Quest with a track that was a lot dirtier than I expected. Wonderful. Electric Relaxation off the 1993 album Midnight Marauders. Some of you may know, the second rapper in that song, Fife Dawg, passed away tragically earlier this year, I believe. I don't know how he died, but great band, and he's missed. And hope everybody enjoyed this episode of the Alternate Universe. I certainly did. Having the feedback, talking to some loving fans, I really, really did make the experience a whole lot more special for both myself and hopefully for the listeners. I'm really looking forward to seeing... I don't see you. I'm really looking forward to speaking to all of you and playing my music for all of you next week. As we return with the fourth episode of The Alternate Universe. And with that, I say my goodbye for the week. Hope everyone has a great long weekend, a great long Columbus Day weekend, and hope Be sure to tune in next week at Friday at midnight. That's between Thursday and Friday right now. What else? It'd be delightful if you could like my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/alternateunilverse. What else? Be sure to send me love. Be sure to stay up next week and perhaps give me a call. Put something on the Facebook page, suggestions, hate mail, whatever you feel. You know, as long as I'm not swearing on the radio, then we're all good. Anyway, that was a very long goodbye. That's the Irish goodbye. And with that, I'll sign off and put on the Robo DJ. Goodbye.